morning, and I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time as we get ready for the Washington County Free Fair. Pam's back in to give us an update on what's going on. Pam, I love the posters. I think it's neat that you feature all the young kids, the livestock, and everything else that goes on at the fair.
Yeah, one of our fair board members recruited a lady with barking dog designs.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah. Oh, man, she has done a fantastic job. You know, it takes a village to put it on, Charlie. So.
It does. It does. And you know, I think the fair board has really stepped up and kind of shuffled the deck a little bit as far as the schedule is concerned, brought in some top-notch musical entertainment, and we're going to have a great fair.
Oh, yeah, we've got an excellent lineup. Just, you know, all kinds of new entertainment. And there may be some old entertainment thrown in there. So
that's okay. I think at least I know of one or two of your performers that are I won't call them young, but they put together some great music anyway, you know?
Yeah, and like I've said for years, Charlie, we have so much talent in this area. It's unreal. So.
I helped the Let It Ride band with a Wednesday night 15-minute program on 104.9 K-Rig, and I know they're going to be one of the attractions for the fair this year.
Yep. Just all kinds of stuff lined up. Of course, we definitely want to tell people about our entry day.
Yep.
And our entry day is September the 5th.
That would be a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. And our entry times are from noon to 7 p.m. And then, of course, the next day, on the 6th, the building will be closed. And people say, why do you close the building?
Well, because we don't want you and me and everybody else that's entered something to look over the judge's shoulder and try and explain why we did what we did on whatever our project was. Just let the judge judge the project on its
own
merit.
Exactly. You know? They like it nice and quiet so they can really look over stuff. And we try to make the building as quiet as possible for them while they judge the items that are entered in the fair.
I think it's tough enough to be a judge anyway without somebody kibitzing over your shoulder.
Exactly. We've got several judges that actually judge more than one area, and it takes them most of the day mm-hmm. to do that. So, yep.
Well, it's good, and I hope that you'll have every one of the areas just 115% of what normal entry numbers are, because the more things that are entered in the fair, the better competition, the better stuff we get to see.
We're hoping for a banner year this year. Of course, the weather has really made gardens really good this year.
I would imagine that we are headed for some great looking tomatoes and beans and corn and carrots and maybe even some good pumpkins this year.
Yeah, that reminds me, we've got that great pumpkin contest, Charlie.
Sure.
and also this year the Master Gardeners have they've added a sunflower seed, the biggest head of the sunflower seed, and they've added that contest this year. So lots of opportunities to win added money on top of the premiums that you get. So
well, and that's nice. And you know, the cash prizes for first, second, third place ribbons, okay, they're not great big prizes, but the point is, it's money you're not expecting. I don't care if it's $5. It's money you're not expecting.
It's money you're not expecting, and that was the whole premise of the county fair idea back in the 1800s, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
was to get the farmers and the city folks to come together, show their wares, what they had produced, and a great way to promote agriculture.
Well, and so many of the projects that are traditional fair entries, everybody made jelly, and everybody pickled, and everybody canned tomatoes, and whatever, I mean, those are just things we did.
Exactly, and flowers. Everybody grew flower beds.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a category in our flower department, Charlie. You can bring wildflowers. An arrangement of wildflowers, and they can be judged.
Well, and if you find some, I'll say alongside some county road, as long as you're on the right of way, I don't think the county commissioners would mind,
No, probably not. That's just less mowing that they have to do.
Yeah, no, don't venture into somebody's private property. Those are their flowers, but
exactly. Yep. Yep.
Well, that's neat because that you can show off your flower arranging skills on just whatever you find.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of history about county fairs, Charlie. A lot of people don't realize that the Cherokee Nation actually had a huge role in starting the actual state fairs in the state of Oklahoma.
I did not know that. That's great.
Yeah. The first, actually the first state fair was held in Muskogee.
Sounds and like a good place to hold a fair.
And it was hosted by the Cherokee Nation.
Well, and I don't know because I'm learning as you tell me here, but I would have guessed that the state fairs kind of followed the state capitals, you know, in various places too.
Yeah. Yes, in a way, but for several years, what they considered the state fair was actually held in Muskogee.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, the capital picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a big draw, even in the 1800s, that, hey, you know, the city folks, they figured, hey, they could get a piece of the pie out of this, too. And that's where our state fairs started popping up. And we've had state fairs, of course, in Muskogee and Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows those are so much fun to go to.
It is. It's a big event, and it doesn't matter where you live because they're situated in, you know, I'll say the major metropolitan areas in the state, so no matter where you live, you can find one of them, or sometimes both.
Right. Well, because of the travel back then, they actually split it up, and they have the fair in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the fair in Tulsa. So those folks that lived in those vicinities didn't have to travel so far.
That makes it pretty nice.
Yes.
And then you mentioned just a piece of the pie. And, of course, something that is traditional, at least at our particular fair, is that pie auction coming up.
That's on Thursday.
Yeah.
And our poster says 5:30, but they usually kick that off about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I think possibly me and you are going to kick things off around 5:30.
We've got somebody to recognize.
We definitely do. We started a little tradition about probably 7 years ago. And we now give a plaque to...
I think we started with Nolan Jones, didn't we? I don't remember.
No, actually, I think Kevin and Dory were our first recipients of the, and we give what we call the Grand Marshal plaque,
mm-hmm.
and we want to recognize those people that have had an integral part in promoting our fair, and this year's recipients are Patty and Larry Underhill. A lot of people know Patty and Larry.
Mm-hmm.
They've both been very, very active in our 4-H programs. They support the FFA. Patty and Larry used to be our 4-H horse club leaders,
mm-hmm.
and worked countless hours with our youth and their horses. And then, of course, Larry was our superintendent of our horse show at our fair for years and years and years. Great people. All I've got to do is say, hey Patty, hey Larry, I need this, I need that, and I've got it. They're tremendous supporters, and they're very deserving of receiving the Grand Marshal plaque this year.
Well, we're happy to recognize those folks, and you talked about their support of 4-H and FFA programs, and while it's those programs along with others that come alongside, like the OHCE and others, that are the backbone of the fair, then you get the individual entries that, okay, they're not a member of any of those organizations, but they knit, they quilt, they do photography, they've got a garden, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
They just want to be part of what's going on.
That's those departments that we call open departments.
Yep.
The fair is not just for 4-H and FFA. You as an individual, whether you belong to a group or not, bring your wares up and enter them in the fair. Your canning, your vegetables, your crafts, your art. Mm-hmm. Oh, and one of our largest departments is our photography department.
It is.
And if you take photographs, bring them up and enter them in the fair. It's very easy. Our superintendent in the photo department, she's excellent. She's been doing it for years. She will help you get that picture entered.
Well, and I don't think you're going to find too many people around the area that don't carry a camera with them all the time. It's called a smartphone.
Yeah, it's called a smartphone. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to have an extra pocket for that camera now.
And while I think there's a separate division for those more complex cameras with zoom lenses and f-stops and all that stuff.
Right.
There are plenty of opportunities for those that are just carrying that smartphone camera around to get some good shots and enter them in the fair.
Exactly. There is all kinds of categories. if you haven't picked up a fair book, the fair book tells you everything you need to know about every department, what you can enter, sizes, amounts, and it's a roadmap to the free fair.
Yeah, if you open up since we're talking photography, to the photography division, there's the amateur and what they call the experienced or professional class.
Right.
And all kinds, whether it's a vacation picture or a picture of Washington County something or other or other places along the state of Oklahoma, there are special categories for some of those things.
Exactly. There's all kinds. I mean, it's amazing how many different areas you can enter a picture in. And sometimes a picture could be eligible for several different areas. Mm-hmm. So
then it's a matter of talking to the superintendent and you say, which one do you have the fewest entries in?
Exactly. That's why I say our photography superintendent does an excellent job sorting out and getting those pictures in the right categories.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, she does.
Our superintendents at our fair, the biggest majority of them, Charlie, have been doing this for years and years and years. They love what they're doing. I love them because I can't be in every area at one time.
Well,
so.
And these are people that I'll say usually have a hobby, an interest, something in that particular area, and they're happy to donate their time.
Exactly. One of our newer superintendents, Raylan Boudreau, he's with the Master Gardeners. He loves his garden, and he's over our vegetable and fruits and vegetables department. Does an excellent job. For example, every one of the superintendents, they're very knowledgeable in their areas. I've got our art superintendents. It's a husband and wife. They've been doing it for forever. Mm-hmm. But they are excellent. They're excellent with the people that come in to enter their stuff. They work great with the kids because we do have a youth department in the art department.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just go on and on and on, Charlie, about my superintendents. They're wonderful, and I hope they know that I love them.
Well, they certainly are an underappreciated group. So as you flip through that fair book, The superintendents are named there. So
yeah, they're all named in. When you go to a category and you open it up, and just like we were talking about Patty and Larry Underhill in our horse department, mm-hmm. Our new horse superintendent this year is Kelly Gray, and she's starting out her first year to do it. So those people that are entering that horse show, be patient with her. She's in a learning experience, but I'm sure she'll do an excellent job.
Usually on that transition, that old superintendent is, I'll say, just being around trying to be available and not push themselves on the new one. But if you got a question, I'm here to help. So it works out very well for them.
Exactly.
We will take a short break and continue our time with Pam Pollack and remind you that the Washington County Free Fair are coming up. Entry day is a week from tomorrow, and we've got more coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning, preview the Washington County Free Fair coming up in just a little bit more than a week with fair manager Pam Pollack. Thanks so much for coming in, Pam. Looking through the fair book, there are several special awards throughout. You can kind of flip through through several pages, and you'll find, for instance, the Great Pumpkin Award. You'll find a bread award. I'm operating off of memory, but there's awards throughout the book in different
throughout
categories.
Throughout the book, we have a woodworking award. We have a fine arts award. We have the Jubilee Quilters Award. Mm-hmm. That they actually give, it's either two or three different awards for quilts, mm-hmm. the best quilt, I want to say the maybe the best wall hanging.
I think you're right, yeah, without looking. We're both of us operating by memory, but that's kind of the way we remember it anyway right now.
But, yeah, we have, you know, we have several organizations that work closely with us at the fair, like the Jubilee Quilters. By the way, if you have never been to one of their quilt shows, it's amazing.
They hold their quilt show once every two years,
and they just held their quilt show back in June. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a year, you know.
It'll be 2019 before they hold another one. But just go ahead and be aware of it. We'll remind you when we get a little bit closer to it.
But you can come out to the fair, and if you quilt, bring your quilts out, enter them.
That is some tough competition over there.
Tough competition, but you could be up for one of those Jubilee Quilter Awards.
That's for sure. Now, we have changed some of the schedules around. There's been, for instance, a pet show for quite a while, but it's not the same date and time that you probably remember from past years.
Yeah, in years past, we've always done our pet show on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And we did it inside the building. And we have run out of room. We've had so many entries in the pet show. So we are going to do the pet show at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
And we're going to do it in the small arena out just north of the big arena there at the fairgrounds.
Go past the children's barnyard and you won't have any trouble finding it.
You'll run right into the small arena. It's just on the west side of the children's barnyard.
Yep. And some of the things going on. So, again, just check out the schedule. One thing that people don't want to miss when they go to the fair, it doesn't matter what day, have something to eat.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Of course, our kitchen inside the building is going to be open all 3 days. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, I have a group that's doing barbecue pulled pork sandwiches with all the fixin', potato salad, baked beans, all the fixins'. And then on Thursday, we have the 4-H groups, and they're telling me they're going to do chicken and noodles with mashed potatoes and all the fixins'.
Sounds great.
And then that's at lunch.
Okay.
And then at supper, I'm hearing that they're going to do the ribeye sandwiches again.
Sounds great.
The ribeye sandwiches last year were to die for. They were excellent.
That's just part of fair food. You need to go out and see what's going on.
And then, of course, on Saturday, the famous Bartlesville Indian Women's Club, mm-hmm. they're melt-in-your-mouth Indian tacos.
You bet.
And they are good.
You might want to eat one there and take one home.
Get one to go. Get one to go. And then, if you're not in a fancy for anything in our kitchen in the building, we're going to have all kinds of food vendors outside in mm-hmm. between the barn and the building.
Right.
And they're going to have just, whatever you want.
Typically, you've got FFA groups that are cooking something. There's a couple of private vendors with food trucks that are out there. And you've got more food trucks than usual this year.
We have several food trucks this year. A new one this year is Rubicon Potato. And they tell me that it is a huge baked potato. And you can get just about anything you want on top of that baked potato.
All right.
Have had several people that have ate these at other events, and one of my Fair Board members invited them to come this year, and they are going to be there with the Rubicon baked potato.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. It is the Washington County Free Fair. The 7th, 8th, and 9th are the public days, but again, it starts on the 5th. That's the day you take all your entries in so that they can be properly judged.
Entry on the 5th, judging on the 6th. Remember, the building will be closed on the 6th, and then we'll open to the public the 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and on the 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
What are the hours for entry? Because I don't want somebody showing up 10 minutes late.
Entry, we're going to enter items from noon to 7 p.m. on that Tuesday.
All right. It is the Washington County Free Fair, Tuesday the 5th, and continuing with public days the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's going to be good fun, good food, good entertainment, and your friends are going to be there. So come on out.
It's going to be very good, Charlie. And also, Charlie, I just want to remind folks, send your thoughts and prayers to South Texas. They're in dire need.
Absolutely. And their need will continue for a while.
Yes.
Thank you, Pam. Pam Pollock with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. How do you keep right priorities in uncertain times? Ancient wisdom from Genesis chapter 5 keeps it very simple.